Hi, everybody. It's Tim here, and welcome back to that Eurovision site, Eurovision with a slice of life. Well, after national final season, I am back on the Zooms, and I'm actually on a discussion video on a Zoom because I haven't had that in a long time. And this time, I am joined by my partner in crime, Rory, and we are going to talk about a national selection. Basically, we're going to talk about Slovenia because it has happened, and we haven't had a time to just like go on a deep dive. So let's get on with the discussion. Okay, then. So we know that last month, yeah, it was last month, wasn't it?
At the
That,
time of recording, yes.
yeah, at the time of recording, it was last month when Slovenia picked their representative. And it is Clemen with how much time do we have left? Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty of things, we know that, of course, Clemen won. And, after that, he released a video which may have been problematic.
Dodgy.
Yeah, dodgy. But we just want to, me and Roy just wanted to start off with saying this, that, we don't support it, but even though certain people that were involved in Quest, like, the person involved, the was making the video said that they were fine with it. We're not. So we're just gonna get that out of the way before y'all question us. So, basically, Slovenia selected its Eurovision 2025 representative via its national selection EMA. 12 artists had the chance to participate in this year's selection. Raven was one of the hosts, and obviously, we had the 12 artists, but can I first ask your thoughts? What did you think of the selection overall? Because, it was how it was selected.
I can't say that I didn't have a bad time with this. I think, I did half of the rehearsal, the reaction videos for this. So obviously I kind of had an idea on what to expect when it was happening. But I think it was a very well produced national final. I mean, Slovenia always does really well when it comes to, putting on for such a small country with such a small population. They do really well in terms of actually bringing good quality songs. And we had a good diverse range of songs as well. We kind of had some really strange things like Frederick's Dead to also then Divya, which is basically like Inuit throat singing or something like that, to then really dramatic ballads to kind of rock or like soft rock. So it was nice to have that kind of variety because, it's good to kind of give your viewers options and you don't have to be kind of relating to, how many brands of vanilla do you like? Do you know what I mean? Like, is that kind of thing? So this time around, it was quite nice to see that. And I mean, hosts were fantastic. I think overall it was a very good quality show. I mean, it was very obvious who the top two were going to be going into the super final anyway. But I mean, it was just gonna have to happen anyway. But at least we got to have some other varieties kind of going. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, same as well. Like, I do like the variety of entries that we got, specifically the ones that you've mentioned. Which was it? Yeah, Divya was my favorite one. I was like, when I first saw it, I was like, okay. In the
Which is
first,
so strange because I would
yeah.
never see you to be someone who would be like, I love throat singing.
No, it wasn't that. It was more of like, okay, fine, the beginning. And then when she started the throat singing, I was like,
Okay, what the hell? Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
yeah, yeah.
But I do love the variety, but I do question this even though Germany did the thing that made me question the most was the format of the selection. And I was just like, okay, jury first, then televote, because I think Germany ended up doing the same thing when we recorded this. So it was like,
Yeah.
what is this? Like, I don't like this. I mean, they picked right, obviously, at the end, but what if they hadn't? That would have been the worst case scenario. But for me, I do question that bit. I was like, I get why you had to do it. You wanted to condense it down, but maybe, having a different way where the public was also kind of involved. I don't know, but
Yeah, because I mean that's the thing. I mean, the public were only given a choice out of two. compared to the jury, which had all 12. So it did, like, if there was a big fan favorite that wasn't like out of the two that were selected, there would have been uproar. But because these ones were the main two ones that were kind of suspected to make it to the semi to the super final, like, people didn't really bat an eyelid to it. So it was kind of interesting to see that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, and I mean, I do like the fact that, looking at the way that jury was composed, there are some notable names that are known in the community. So I was like, I'm just hoping that we don't know how they voted, but individually, but it looks like they picked the right choice, because they gave their 12 to July Jones. But we'll talk about that later on. Let's move on actually to that, actually, instead of moving on to later. Obviously, the selection ended up being between July Jones and Clement. Can I just ask you, were you Team Clement or Team July Jones? Because I'm curious about you. I needed the reaction, but I've forgotten what the answer is to that.
I mean, for me, it was just fairly obvious that out of those two, my pick would have been July. I mean, I like, as nice as Clement's song is, and as heart-wrenching as the lyrics are, they just didn't make an impact with me. Whereas with July Jones, it was a bit more like of an impact. There was a bit more of a thing to kind of keep your attention to it. So I mean, it was nice to see her go up to the super final. But yeah, I think for me it was definitely like July all the way. But I was not surprised at all when Clement won, because I mean, he's a massive name in Slovenia, even just as like as a musician. Obviously, he's also like a well-known comedian. He also has Eurovision experience. He's been hosting Emma for ridiculous amounts of times. He's also been the spokesperson for Slovenia back in 2011 as well. So like, people knew who he was, and he was always sort of connected with the Eurovision world anyway. So I feel like it was kind of his time to go, I feel. So I could I my heart was with July, but my head knew that it was going to be Clement.
To see, this is why we're together, because I don't even have to say anything. Like, I and you know me, that I'm a sucker for like pop bangers, and
Oh yeah.
okay, look, I knew this was gonna be obvious, but I didn't realize, even looking at the voting statistic, like, literally Clement annihilated July in the televote by nearly 50% of the amount of votes. I was like, ugh. It's
Yeah.
breaking my heart, because I really wanted her to go through, and I really wanted a pop banger from Slovenia. As much as I love the opera, like the sadness, my concern is there's no you're right. I did the reaction to how much time do we have left. People were like, say, I don't remember in the server, they were like, Timmy might want to have some tissues on you because it might make you emotional. I'm like, no, I also like ballads and sad songs, but that did not, like, I know the lyrics, like I was actually thinking about the lyrics when I was reacting to it, and I was like, okay, look, I get that you're telling, it just didn't pierce through, but
Yeah.
it is what it is. But RTV slow, if you end up watching this, please give the public more of a say next year,
Yeah.
to make it fair, because it looks like I know you're trying to like condense it, but like, make it fair for everyone. Like, make it, don't make, don't like, because what if one of those acts earlier were relying on a public vote?
And then all of a sudden you don't have it. It's just, yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, overall, I think it wasn't a bad way that it was organized. I think, you know, it just needed to be tweaked again. This is also the first time that Emma was back in, like, since what, 2020? So, or 2022 even, should I
Yeah,
say. So like,
LPS,
it's
LPS.
been a while. So they needed to kind of get back into the swing of things. But yeah, I mean, now that they've got this back, I'm wondering if they'll do it again maybe next year, in which case then definitely take on some of the stuff that like us as fans are saying, you know, just that we're not like reduced to just two picks, you know.
All right, then moving on, because obviously, Clement, how much time do we have left? Slovenia will be, at the time of recording, we're actually recording this like post NF season, so we know that Slovenia will be participating in, if I can get my list right, in the first half of the first semi-final on the 13th of May. Now the question is, Rory, what are the chances of this getting out of the semi-final?
Well, I mean, maybe the real question for how much time do we have left is not between Clement and his wife, but more Clement and his time in the Eurovision bubble. Because like I don't like as nice as this song is, I really don't know. I can't really see a path for this to qualify. I mean, I could be completely wrong. I mean, you know, we've seen that they have some interesting stage ideas already from this whole like turning him upside down kind of thing that was in the national final. Maybe they're going to elevate that to another level. I don't know. But semi-final one, we have a lot of really big bangers, and we also have a lot of ballads in the way. But like some of the ballads that we have from, like for the likes of, for example, Portugal and maybe also a bit of Ukraine, they are kind of possibly taking extra points away from Slovenia. So I think this could be quite hard for them to make out of the semi-final unless they bring something really out of the box in terms of their staging, which is a shame to be fair, because you like, as we've seen from Clement, he is a big Eurovision fan. We've seen this. So at least he's getting to have his moment, but it's just maybe not, and with a really personal song as well, which he can be really happy for. But is it the right time? I don't know.
I think like I just had a refresh of my mind while you were talking there of the countries that are in that semi-final. You've got a lot of heavy hitters on there already, which I know that would swoop in the televote. Seeing as the semi-final is only televote now, I'm finding it. I don't want to be mean. I'm just like, I'm at that point where I think, will it even get double digits?
Really? Wow.
I'm that. Or but the thing is though, it could end up as Hedda Bjork, or it could end up as Dons.
Yeah. It
Like
could be a little bit of a sneak qualifier and that
yeah, it
people
could
will
be a
not see
sneak,
it.
qualifier, but we don't know. I'm at that point where like you can't tell the televote anymore, but also at the same time, like from our experience, we know how the story goes, and right now I'm at that point where with what we know, I don't think it would qualify. Like
Yeah. And the thing is as well, like, I mean, as we're recording this, the running order isn't out at the minute, so we don't know what it's going to be sandwiched between, or even if it's going to be at the beginning, which I highly doubt it would be at the very beginning of the show, but you never know. So you know, say for example, if it's slapped in between like what Portugal and Poland, then it's chances are dead in the water. Do you know what I mean? It just really depends on what countries it's placed between and where it is in the show.
Or it could be put in a death slot.
Or it could, yeah, I mean, well, if that's just hammering in the chances even more, but you know, like it's that thing, you don't know. So like maybe they're gonna have some interesting kind of staging that will then play into where the running order will be, but I don't know.
All right, I'm trying to think. Was there anything else? I think we covered most of the basics, isn't it?
Yeah, I
Or
mean, what do you think, like, how do you think Slovenia can like improve on the national final then for next year? Basically, that's like another thing that everyone always seems to ask, and whenever we're past national final season, like, what can they do to try and get a better result?
I think, as we mentioned earlier, just tweak the selection format. I think I know that, you know, at the end of the day, the public did have a say. It was ultimately the public, but I think, you know, it could have been interesting to see what it would have like if they had those two rounds, but the public had a say in the first round, which I know we hate. I know people hate super finals, but like, you know, it's a nice way to kind of condense that the public was with it throughout the journey, rather than having just, okay, you know, we picked it for you. These are the acts you need to pick from.
Yeah, this is a Slovenia, not San Marino here.
Exactly.
So,
What about you, though?
I mean, again, I think in terms for like the diversity of the songs, I think that's really good. I think, you know, we have had quite a good number of various genres kind of covered in here, a lot of different and really unique vocalists as well. I think it's fantastic. So keeping that, I think, is really, really imperative. Don't overcomplicate things, because we saw it with Emma Fresh a couple of years ago as well. Like it was just so many other extra elements that were slapped onto it, and it just didn't need to be so over the top. So I think just refining it and just keeping it to maybe one show, maybe two, if you want to have a semi-final as well, like something like that, perfect. I don't, other than that, just constantly just make sure that the public is being involved in it in some way, shape, or form. Because otherwise, then if it's just going to be solely based on jury votes and stuff like that, then what's the point of even having a selection? Just might as well just go internal. So.
Yeah. But anyways, guys, that's our thoughts on EMA 2025 and of course Slovenia's choice for Eurovision 2025. What do you guys think of Slovenia's selection? Let us know in the comments. And if you liked watching this video of me and Rory talking, then please give us a thumbs up, subscribe to our channel, push the notification bell to be one of the first people to find out when we have a new video. Also, don't forget to follow That Eurovision site at That Euro site on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and Blue Sky. I will never get tired of saying those on every single video. If you want to keep up with the latest news, head on over to thateurovisionsite.com. And you can also listen to the audio format of our discussions, interviews, and whatnot over on our podcast, That Eurovision Podcast, at That Euro Podcast on socials, and That Euro, That Eurovision Podcast on wherever you get your podcasts from. Something else I say, but thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you guys in the next video. Bye.
See you later.